Junior Story, Never Stop Learning. Weeks 10 through 12. Mistakes are good teachers. Springtime was here, and the goats in the barn were mang, anxious to get out into the lush green field. Pamela pushed the barn doors open to let them out into the fenced-in pen where they had been all winter. But it was brown and muddy. The goats had eaten all the good grass away months ago. They stretched their necks through the fence to reach the fresh grass on the other side. Pamela felt sorry for them, so she opened the gate. The two goats bounded out. They chased each other and jumped over rock piles and then began munching on the sweet spring grass. At lunchtime, Mom walked out the back door to hang some blankets out to dry. "Pamela!" she shouted. "Come quick!" Pamela ran out the door. "The goats must have gotten out somehow, and they've eaten too much green grass. Their bellies are swollen, and they're moaning. Hurry!" Mom made a quick mixture of olive oil and baking soda and grabbed two leashes. They hurried across the pasture, and Mom made each goat drink some of the mixture, and then they began walking them. "I wonder how they escaped," said Mom. "I let them out this morning," said Pamela. "They wanted fresh grass, and the little pasture only had mud." "Oh, my. I hope they make it," sighed Mom. "If goats eat too much fresh grass in the spring, they get sick. It's too rich, and their stomachs swell up with air. Sometimes they die." Pamela began to cry. "Keep walking your goat, honey," said Mom. "Hopefully they'll start burping and let some of that air out." After about 2 hours and lots of burping, the goats' bellies softened. They perked up enough to let them wander alone in the fenced-in area. Pamela still felt terrible. It was all her fault. "You made an honest mistake," said Mom, while hugging Pamela. "You didn't know. Everyone makes mistakes and fails at times. Don't let your mistakes stop you from moving forward. Our mistakes can be good teachers, if we learn from them. I'm not mad at you. You've learned something important about goats today that you'll remember."
"I sure did," agreed Pamela.
"And now, we could use a good snack ourselves. That was a lot of walking."
"But let's not eat too much," smiled Pamela.